Blog Talk Radio.
Real Soul News Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane O'G, and the 1, 2s, and 3s. Give everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion called the world. First off, I want to say peace to the goddesses and the gods known and unknown. I want to say peace to the anti-gods and the anti-goddesses known and unknown as well as peace to your ancestors and my ancestors. So with that being said, hope you've been having a hope you get a chance to listen to the last yesterday's show. We talked about we talked about what is intuition, and we're gonna kind of get more back into that because some more things that can be learned from that subject because it's so deep, it's very thorough. Now, I want to get into some before we take our first break. No more than my brother's gonna call in and. I get his synopsis on this as well. Okay, first off, yesterday I kind of had revealed that I had a dream about intuition, and basically I had a dream that I had to use my intuition to get out of this locked room that I was in, and I told y'all I was going to give y'all more details about that. So here it is. The details about that dream that I kind of got from it was I was locked in this room, but the room that I was locked in wasn't locked. The only reason I was locked in this room is because I didn't use my abilities, my powers, or superpowers, or skills, whatever you want to use, to get out of this room. I know you may be thinking, how can you use your skills and your abilities and something like that to get out of this room? What I had to do was I had to start thinking of thoughts that I have all the time. Like, everybody does this. We have thoughts all the time in our minds, and we don't really pay attention to what we're thinking. See, I had to learn how to actually pay attention to what I'm thinking and where did it come from. See, a lot of people don't understand that. We talked yesterday, my brother Boogie kind of spoke up on it, and we was talking about psychic abilities. One of your psychic abilities is knowing without knowing. We talked about that too yesterday. We're going to break it down even more today. Okay, last year, December the 21st, 2020. I'll make sure I put a date on that. So last year, December the 21st, 2020, we went into a new realm where, whether you realize it or not, your intuition is going to dictate your life. You can't hide from it no more. You can't run from it no more. You cannot get away from it. your intuition is going to run your life. So basically, all of those times that you sit there and say, man, something told me I should have did this, man, something told me I should have did this, those are the times where you can change every aspect of your life just by that instance, just by that second or that minute. So I say that to say this, getting back to my dream. My dream was I had to go back in my memories. I had to go back in my moments and my experiences and everything that I've been through to figure out how to get out of that room that I was locked in. And like I said, it wasn't really locked. It's just that, see, people don't understand. You got to learn how to decode dreams. If you have a dream that you're locked somewhere, you got to realize that you're locked. Is not really a lock. It's like you have to unlock something that's in you. You got to unlock something that's in your mind. You got to unlock something that's in your psyche. Basically, you got to unlock something that's in your soul. You can't hold on to things. This is not the time to hold on to things. This is the time to let go of all things that you don't need to hold on to anymore. Whether that is traumatic experiences that you've been through, which is a lot of work, but it can be done, which is experiences that you've been through. Now, a lot of people hear that phrase and they'll say, oh, man, you're talking about a lot of negative things. Not necessarily. I'm not talking about a lot of negative things. I'm just talking about things that you need to unlock within you, because nobody can unlock those things for you. Because, for example, me and my uncle was talking about this, matter of fact, yesterday and today. And he was talking about, you know, it's weird that people have forgotten the power of words. Words have power behind them. So when most people hear that word intuition, the first thing that goes to their mind, I can say all the time, but most of the time, the first thing that goes to their mind is a woman. Which is nothing wrong with that, you know, because Buggy said it yesterday on the show that, you know, women have better intuition than men. I kind of agree with that. I understand it. But it's easier. It's easy to understand that in that format. But just because a woman has more intuition than a man doesn't mean that a man don't have intuition as well. See, this is the... getting to even more deeper into it, this is the time when you have to unlock key, heart chakra. You have to unlock your heart chakra. You got to start now. See, some people going to hear this and going to say, oh, you talking about we got to start being more emotional and things like that. No. Listen, that's the reason why all of a sudden we are getting publicized cop killings and publicized things of hatred and violence. See, they want you to stay locked onto that. That's what we got to let go of. So basically what I'm saying, and I mean no disrespect. I know it sounds very mean. I do not mean no disrespect. Don't focus on all of these people that's getting killed out here. My heart goes out to their family. I know that y'all lost a loved one. It's not cool how it happened, I understand. But when you get a whole nation of people thinking the same way, feeling the same way, you have them locked. So the way that I got out of that room is I had to unlock my heart chakra, because that is where, outside of your crown chakra, your heart chakra is another place where your intuition lies. Your intuition lies within your heart. Some people say this phrase, and they never really look at it this way. We'll take our first break after this. But some people say this phrase, oh, man, you know, when I met you, my heart skipped a beat. Wait a minute. If your heart skipped a beat when meeting somebody, then what happened? What happened, actually, is, metaphysically speaking, is that person's heart skipped a beat because that person gave them something else to think about for a second, another way to feel. another way to understand. See, people don't understand that feelings is understanding. I'm going to say that again. Feelings is understanding. But it's like people use that as a deflect, as a protective field to hide themselves behind how they really feel. So somebody would say this word, and I've been hearing it a lot. Oh, man, you and your feelings. Maybe that person is in their feelings, but the problem is the person that tells the other person that they're in their feelings, they're in their feelings. But they're doing it because they're trying to let that person know that, hey, it's like a protective field. See, people are afraid to know the truth about themselves, so they deflect that. So, yeah. So with that being said, we're going to take our first break. Hopefully, my brother chime in here in a minute. If not, we'll keep it moving. All right, Real Soul Music Talk Radio, take our first break. Vibe and talk of the day.
Even though I live my life on the road, doesn't mean I don't have time for you. Plenty of tried, almost came close, but none of them compared to you. So let's live our life more than one night. Promise if I could, I'd do it twice. What you say? Put them on pause, fast play. Hold on, I got more. I know my life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Whatever we have is something special, baby. Let's just take our chance. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Only thing that was missing was you. Who would have thought we wouldn't be married by now? We've been true ever since high school. Let's live our life, dancing all night. You are where you should be, I want this for life. What you say? Put them on pause, fast flight. I know my life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Special, baby, let's just take our chance. Don't be shy, don't be scared. Get up. I won't jump, I don't care. Get up. Baby, move your feet, move your hips. Get up. Been waiting so long for feeling like this. My life can get so crazy, but as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Whatever we have is something special, baby. Let's just take our chance.
Hello, welcome back. It is Stephanie La Bruja. I hope you are doing well. This video is on intuition and how to develop your intuition. So let's start off with the definition of intuition. What is intuition? What is an intuitive thought, intuitive feeling? It is just that. It is the manifestation within your body, within your mind, your soul, your spirit, of knowing either an action that was going to take place, a feeling energetically from someone or something. So developing intuition or having your intuitive thoughts guide you throughout your journey here on the planet Earth is useful. I mean, we don't want to say that not reasoning isn't of a resource. Reasoning isn't of a resource. It is. It's more logical. It requires more thinking, more weighing out the pros and cons of a situation. But when it comes to intuition, it is the knowing. Knowing without knowing is what I like to say. So how can you develop that ability? Now, one of the main things about intuition and how to actually achieve you being able to use it often is trust. And this video is probably going to be entirely about trust and the development of intuition, but there'll be other key points as well. One of the biggest things is that people fear or second guess themselves whenever they have that notion, have that feeling of knowing either if they should trust someone or not, if an opportunity is for them or not, or if they should take it, if they should buy that item. Just an example, you know, one of the things that I practice developing intuition people is with the thought process. If someone comes into your mind, this is an example, if someone comes into your mind and you're like, oh, maybe I should call them, act on it. Act on that feeling of you should call that person. Because normally what turns out to happen is that either they are in emotional distress, they need someone to talk to, something exciting has happened in their life, they're going through major changes or shifts, they can share a situation with you that may change your life. Your intuition will guide you to what it is that needs to be revealed to you at that time and space. So paying attention to it is vital for growth, in my opinion. Another thing about trusting is removing the doubt and fear. You know, sometimes we can have this dialogue within us, whether it be from conditioning, whether it be from just growing and noticing mistakes we've made in life, that we start to doubt the decisions that we make. And this plays a key part in our intuition kind of dwindling down and us never really flourishing and taking the opportunities that are meant for us, or, you know, guarding us from situations that could have been preventable had we listened to that little voice inside, within. Practicing the opposite of fear and doubt, practicing the opposite, doing it with courage anyways, is another key point that I want to touch on for developing your intuition. Whenever you get the notion, that first feeling, whether it be about someone or a situation, something in general, if you get the intuitive thought, intuitive hit within your body, that literal maybe gut feeling, you might experience it that way, some people feel it in their chest, practice the first thought that comes up, the first feeling that comes up. Practice the opposite of going back and questioning whether you should or should not. Act on the first thought that you have, because normally that is your intuition guiding you to, again, the time and space that you need to be at for whatever reason. Now, I often talk about the higher self, and I don't talk about it on here, but I talk about, you know, my higher self, for example, setting me up for situations and where I can grow, areas that I know are kind of lacking for myself that I know I can improve on. I set myself up for these things. My higher self sets me up so that I can experience that. And based on intuition, I have realized that that is me projecting into the future so that I can come in contact with that specific situation so that I can attain what it is, either for character building, for development of my psyche, for contact with spirit, contact with someone who is in need of help. I set myself up for these things. So trusting the intuitive thought of like, yeah, I should have gone to this place, or I should have, you know, interacted with that person, I should have said hello, etc. That first thought, practicing the opposite of doubt. Do it with courage. Practice it with courage instead of doing the opposite, which is doing nothing or second guessing. And I know this might sound difficult, but when you practice it, when you start doing this on a day-to-day basis, trusting your first thought, trusting your intuitive thought that comes to mind, you'll find it easier, more manageable day by day. Someone very close to me, which is my partner, he is very intuitive. Especially with me. So his intuition about me is kind of spot on most of the time. So I'd say practice with people. You know, when you're interacting, that's the third thing. Practice with people. if you feel that you, for example, are out of, you're at a grocery store, for example, and you end up, you know, on an aisle somewhere, and you just have the notion to speak to someone, the person that's, like, next to you checking out, like, the types of noodles that there are, types of pasta, you know, say hello. Say hello, because you might need that interaction. That interaction might be directly linked to something that may be useful to you right then and there, or later on in life, that you may remember based on that interaction, because your intuition led you to say hello to that person. So starting out that way, I want to say that most of the intuitive thoughts that people have that are prevalent or more magnified are those of danger. And that sounds kind of bad, but when someone has a feeling that this person is carrying around negative energy, they tend to be like 8 out of 10 times correct with that feeling of this person is not a good person. Having that practice with people and feeling your way through these interactions with people that you meet, especially in this feeling, this intuitive feeling of this person is carrying around too much negativity, they may need healing, this person is of a darker kind of presence, consider that, make sure you listen, because at the end of the day, you are here to protect yourself, and your higher self is not going to steer you wrong in the forms of anything that may be harmful to you. So listen to that. It is the more prevalent, again, feeling, intuitive feeling that you get, but pay attention. The same with good feelings. You know, whenever, again, we meet people and they feel lighter, they feel like a breath of fresh air, that says something about them as well, that this person is of light, of love, of, you know, warmth and kindness and of good spirit versus malice and anything that may be, again, dangerous for you emotionally, physically, etc. So paying attention. And the last thing I wanted to say is that I talk about this pretty often, especially in the Facebook group of the Mystical Room, but meditation. When in meditation, you know, asking for your intuition to be developed, you will come across a lot of scenarios where you will be forced to use your intuition. So the question is, will you listen to it? Will you listen to yourself? Will you trust yourself to make the decision to listen to your intuition?
All right, Real Soul Miss Arc Radio, we are back. And, yeah, it was some heavy stuff right there. But, yeah, well, shout out to Estefani La Boudra. So, shout out to her. So, yeah, man, she was talking about a lot of stuff that we was talking about yesterday. But I just wanted to get, you know, another perspective from it. Because, you know, as she said, and as I was about to go into, intuition is actually about trusting yourself. Because if you, I put it like this, you can't trust nobody else if you don't trust yourself. You have to trust yourself. And when you start trusting yourself, then you can trust other people that come around you. Like she said, like, you know, using it as, you know, when it comes to people. And you can catch on to that vibe, you know. And what people don't understand is that your intuition, it talks to you all the time, but it's a very low, a low tone. It's not loud. It's very low. So you got to be able to understand. Your ego talks to you as well as your spirit or your soul talks to you. So, the question is, are you going to listen? She said that, you know what I mean? And she was right. It's like, you got to understand that your intuition lies within you. Nobody else can help you with your intuition. You got to know the difference between your ego talking to you and your intuition talking to you. Now, some people might be listening to this and talk about, why is intuition so important? Shoot, brother, sister, we just laid it all out for you. We laid it out for you yesterday as well as today. And I wanted to get that synopsis because I'm not alone in believing in what I'm saying. See, the problem is a lot of people think that they got to have somebody to be like a yes man or a yes woman. You know what I mean? They gotta validate what they already know. See, and validating something that you already know, that ceases to be knowledge. You don't need somebody to tell you that you're right. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta trust in yourself. That's why everybody's second. I ain't gonna say everybody, but 90%, 95%. Of this nation that we live in, here in the United States, we always second-guess ourselves. That's why things don't ever go right for most of us. I don't second-guess myself. I go off my first thought, I act on it. I really do. I really do. I act on it. I think about it. I go ahead and make a move. Like, for example, something comes into your mind, and it says that, hey, maybe you need to call this person. You may not have talked to this person in about a week, but the mere fact that you had a thought that says you need to call this person, call them. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Because talking in a quantum reality, everybody is connected. I know people have heard that before. Everybody's connected. So if everybody's connected, that means that, listen, cell phones, you know what I mean? That's like secondary. We used to be able, in ancient times, we used to be able to communicate with each other through your thoughts, you know? Intuition is one of the last keys of that. Now, I know people might be asking, how is intuition so important? It's not going to make me money. It's not going to make me rich. It's not going to make me healthy. But you don't understand. It will. It can. If you use it. It's one of our last abilities that we are blessed with, so to say. So, the reason why I want to do this two-part series is to let people know, man, your intuition means much more than what you think it does. You know what I mean? Because some people say, like, what did they say? Oh, I had a hunch to do this, or it was in my gut feeling. It was in my gut to make this move, or whatever that move is. So my question is, if you're going to make a move, who make the move? Are you making a move, or are you just making a move because somebody told you to make a move? See, that's the problem. That's the problem. If people start using their intuition, then you don't need to follow nobody. The only person that you need to start following is yourself. It's time for us to start following ourselves. The intuition is a key that you can do. Okay? It's a tool that you can use to follow yourself. And I know it sounds funny, like you're talking about yourself in the third person. Okay, so what? Deal with it. So with that being said, to all my international listeners out there, all my Caribbean listeners out there, all my American listeners out there, yo, it's time for us to actually take advantage of this power. I mean, you have it at your disposal. You have to use it. When I said earlier, in December the 21st, 2020, times changed. And one of the things that changed specifically inside of me can't say it changed inside of you, but I know it changed for a lot of people. Your intuition has heightened. It got a higher level on it now. Like, you can kind of see a little bit more. So, even though I said that intuition is almost like a psychic ability, see, people got to take their mind and break this mind control. When I say the word psychic, the first thing that most people pop into their mind is, oh, that person can see into the future. That's bull. It's not true. When I say psychic, is more of another word of saying energetic or energy or likeness or awakeness. So to become to the point where you can use your intuition is nothing more than becoming to a part where you can actually use your own energy, your own skill to get what you're trying to get the answers that you want. Now, another show I am going to do, I'm working on it. Please check out the description. I got my brother's information there, Trippy, merch and stuff like that, as well as his app, and things of that nature. Y'all check that out. I'm about to finish up my book. Actually, it's finished. I'm just trying to get it all the, you know, T's crossed and the I's dotted. So, but what I will say is this. Intuition is nothing more than a way to bring what you want to come to you in fruition. Say it again. Intuition is another form of bringing to you what you want to happen in fruition, meaning what you want to manifest. Your intuition can help you manifest whatever it is that you want or want to acquire or whatever you desire. It's up to you. I know it seems like I'm rhyming or something, but I'm not, you know, I mean, just speaking from the heart. So, with that being said, we'll go ahead and sign out. It's Real Summer Stock Radio with your host, DJ No G. Y'all stay up. Peace, love, and light. And, yeah, I'll see y'all next time. Peace.